This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said armed forces must be prepared for all kinds of security challenges, including short-duration conflicts, to even a five-year war in view of an unpredictable geopolitical environment.
India has never been a nation that seeks war. We have never initiated aggression against anyone. However, the present geopolitical reality is quite different. Even though we do not harbor any aggressive intent, if someone challenges us, it becomes imperative that we respond with strength. To do so, we must continuously enhance our defense preparedness. This is why training, technological advancement, and a sustained dialogue with partners are of utmost importance for us.
In an address at the Ran Samvad at the Army War College, Mau, Madhya Pradesh, she said, in today's era, wars have become so sudden and unpredictable that it is very difficult to predict when any war will end and how long will it last. Many people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir, yesterday. Troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the Community Health Centre in Katra. The team also assisted stranded pilgrims and provided essential medical and logistical support. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the level of River Tavi in Jammu has receded, but River Chenab continues to flow close to the danger mark. In a social media post, the Union Minister said SDRF, NDRF, paramilitary, army and air force authorities are closely coordinating with the civil administration. He said that the immediate priority is restoration of electricity, water supply and mobile services, for which the authorities have been working continuously overnight. The minister said he is in constant touch with the Divisional Commissioner Jammu, Ramesh Kumar, over the situation. He said schools and colleges have been ordered to remain closed and the general public is advised to refrain from non-essential movement for their safety. The minister informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is personally following up the situation and receiving updates. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha expressed condolences to the families of the deceased and directed officials to provide immediate assistance to those injured in the accident. The historic Mughal Road connecting twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu Division with the Shopian district in Kashmir Valley will remain closed for vehicular traffic amid landslide and mudslides at multiple locations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the landslide on the route to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Temple. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the administration is assisting all those affected. He wished for the speedy recovery of those injured in this accident. The Prime Minister also prayed for everyone's safety and well-being. In Punjab, as the overflowing Ravi, Bias and Satluj rivers are creating trouble in many parts of the bordering state of Punjab, an alert has already been sounded across the flood-affected districts and rescue and relief operations are on to take out the stranded people to safer places. Controlled release of water from Ranjit Sagar Dam, Pong and Bhakra Dam is further adding to the grim situation. India has said that the killing of journalists in Khan Yunis, Gaza, is shocking and deeply regrettable. In response to media queries regarding the loss of lives of journalists, Ministry of External Affairs said India has always condemned the loss of civilian lives in conflict. It said that the Israeli authorities have already instituted an investigation in this case. Senior Indian Information Service officer of 1992 batch, Vivek Kumar Gaur, passed away in New Delhi early this morning. He was 59. V.K. Gaur was currently posted in the News Services Division of Akashwani. He began his career from the regional news unit, Gangtok, and also served in various capacities in the Press Information Bureau and the Directorate of Field Publicity. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to the Director General of Police, Punjab, and the Registrar, Guru Kashi University, Bhatinda, over the reported death of a Zimbabwean student. Taking suo motu cognizance of media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report within 2 weeks. In shooting, Sifth Kaur Samra created history yesterday by clinching individual gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.